Linda Blair joining us now, an American child psychologist and author of The Happy Child. And Linda, joining us from our studios with our partner, the BBC, in the UK. Linda, you know, kids who find out about somebody who abducts 11-year-olds and holds them for 18 years, that's the kind of story that really sticks in the mind of a young person. How do you sort out, first of all, a kid who's learned this all by themselves, or tell a young person about a story like this?
I wouldn't volunteer to tell a child a story about this, but most children will hear about this one way and another. I mean, it's headlines everywhere, isn't it?
Right. And I guess the question is, how do you give context to young people a story like this if you're a parent?
What a good question. And context is the key. The job of the news is to tell the story, but not necessarily to set it in context. So that's why your word's so good. And I think that one of the many jobs of the parent is to set it in context. You need to do a bit of fact-finding. I went myself this morning and looked up on Google just to have a look and see if you could find out how frequent are child kidnappings, how frequently do they end in tragedy. And there are many sites. You have to be careful. Some sites are more reliable than others, but the information's there. So you find out. You do some snooping yourself and sleuthing and find out the information so that when your child asks you questions, you have answers that are as accurate as possible. Next, you got to give your child the opportunity to ask the questions. And that's something I talk about a lot in my book. Nobody's more important in the whole wide world to your children over their lifetime than their parents. And really vital that you allow a bit of time every day when you guys can talk, not to sit down and have a heart-to-heart, but share a meal.
Well, it's a real balancing act. We've been asking our listeners to call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE and tell us the story of how they break news like this or contextualize news like this with their own kids. We've been getting all kinds of responses. Here's one.
Hey, this is Mary Elizabeth Williams, the culture critic for The Takeaway and Salon.com. And when I'm talking to my kids about bad things happening in the world, I just try to let them set the tone about what they want to know and what I think they can handle.
There, of course, is the balancing act, knowing what they want to know and knowing what you think they can handle. You know, you're rolling the dice a little bit. And here's a little more practical response from one of our listeners.
This is Mimi from Detroit, and I dealt with it when my daughters were younger, that they could only play in the backyard that was fenced in, and I always had an eye on them. It was one of my biggest fears, I guess, and I guess it's not an irrational fear now.
Now, that woman is suggesting that maybe she throw out her concerns or her sense of safety, and that, in fact, it was an irrational fear, that kids should be penned in. That may be too extreme, wouldn't you say, Linda?
Kids pick up your own vibes more than they realize, and if you're anxious and scared, they're going to be anxious and scared. You've got to approach this confidently. I love that what that first person said. Wait and listen. They'll ask you what they need to know, and they'll stop asking you when they've had enough answers.
Now, my wife, when a story like this comes on, will always switch the radio and move the station away. Do you think that's appropriate?
Once upon a time, it was. I think nowadays, kids are going to find out. Information is everywhere, and we have to teach our kids how to handle information.
Well, helping us to do that, Linda Blair, American child psychologist, author of The Happy Child, joining us from our partners, the BBC Studios in the UK. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.